Well, it's no surprise to see what's on the cover of this week's issue.
Right. It's the Virgin Galactic crew looking like they've stepped out of the right stuff. Our Elva Oosterreich was there at Spaceport America for the historic flight, which could be a precursor to many exciting things for us in southern New Mexico.
And the Las Cruces Police Department has been doing some active recruiting lately.
They're about 50 people short, almost 25% of their allotment. And there's Mike Cook talks about the numbers and the story behind some of those numbers and how the shortage of people is affecting their operations. It's a serious need and an important one.
And this week we get to meet Pamela Court, who was just recently chosen to fill the empty Las Cruces Public School Board seat.
Right. Terry Dolman resigned, and we get a little glimpse into Pamela Court.
And up next, it's something you describe as unusual, but fun.
Right. There's a group. They were kind of combining two or three different celebrations, and they decided to do it with some outdoor yoga, which could be fun.
Will there be goats?
There always should be goats.
Arts and entertainment back in a pretty big way. And let's start with the youth orchestra.
Right. The Las Cruces Youth Orchestra, which a lot of people are unaware of, is regrouping post-pandemic. This is a group of a lot of enthusiastic middle and high schoolers playing their instruments. And then for the next couple of Wednesdays, you can catch a great play at the Rio Grande Theater. It's called The Complete History of America, Abridged. And it's put on by the Blank Conversations Theater Company. Mike Cook went out to catch one of the shows and says it's a lot of fun and quite a bit irreverent as well.
And let's move on to the senior community and some benefits of gardening for seniors.
Right. Our columnist Ruth Moore talks about planting flowers and moves on to planting flowers in your life, not just the physical ones, but the spiritual ones.
And since there has been less traffic, especially around the university area, that's had an impact on the construction project at I-25 and University?
Yeah, I think so. It may be the only positive upside to the pandemic. You know, so much activity around NMSU was slowed down that the construction crew, I think, made more progress than they would have otherwise. And Mike Cook takes a look at this and tells us that could actually be completed next month.
And it's interesting to see some of Las Cruces's premier business people. They come and they go, and then they come back.
It's hard to blame them. I mean, Las Cruces is a great place to come back to. And John Munoz, who headed Sitel when it was here in Las Cruces, left and was in Santa Fe. And now he's back leading another company, WNM Communications.
As recovery continues from the pandemic, it looks like we have a little bit of a chicken and egg scenario here.
Right. It's and this is Tracy Bryan. She's from the Bridge of Southern New Mexico. And the recovery is tied to jobs. It's a very symbiotic thing. We need more jobs to have the recovery, but the recovery needs to happen so we have the jobs. But she talks about that situation. And in sports, our editor Dave Burge takes another look at local high school track and field. We just got a lot of kids, local students, who brought home medals at the state meet in both track and field.
All right. Well, congratulations to all of them.
All right. Everyone have a great week, and check us out at thelascrucesbulletin.com and in racks all around town.
All right, Richard. Thank you for the update.
Thank you, Casey. Have a great week.